Policymakers in emerging markets frequently complain that foreign capital is fickle. But foreign capital could be forgiven for having a similar gripe about emerging markets. On a conference call on May 6, Turkey's finance minister, Berat Albayrak, was solicitous and reassuring, telling nervous overseas investors that the country's dollar reserves were adequate and its commitment to market principles was firm. But the next day, the banking regulator turned cold, reprimanding three foreign banks, BNP Paribas, UBS and even Citigroup, which helped host the call, for failing to meet their lira obligations on time. As punishment, it barred them from the country's currency market. 4 days later, the mood changed and the ban was lifted. These shifts in official demeanour from hospitality to hostility to something in between all reflect a consistent concern about the currency. The lira has lost about 15% of its value against the dollar so far this year, the most among big commodity importing emerging markets. In trading on May 7th, it briefly weakened to 7.27 against the dollar, beyond the point it reached in August 2018 after America imposed sanctions on Turkish officials in retaliation for the detention of an American pastor. To stop the lira's slide, regulators have tightened limits on the amount of lira local banks can provide to foreign financial institutions, making it harder for foreigners to bet against the currency. And they have imposed new restrictions on the spread of misleading or wrong information in financial markets. They want to discourage people from talking about these issues, says Mustafa Sonmez, an economist. People are not to criticise. He ought to know. He and dozens of others, including two Bloomberg journalists, were indicted last year on charges of seeking to destabilise the economy during the 2018 crisis. The authorities have intervened in more conventional ways as well. Global Source Partners, a consultancy, estimates that the central bank, often acting through the state banks, has burned through roughly $35 billion in foreign reserves this year, trying to prop up the lira. How much more it can spend is a matter of controversy.